High atop Drake Stadium in Des Moines, it's time for another state track and field update from the Gatorade broadcast booth on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. The 1A Boys 4x800 has just wrapped up. It was a timed final, and IKM Manning picks up a fourth place finish. They ran with an 8:14.96 as their time, good for second in section number two. Again, fourth overall for IKM Manning. That team was made up of Reed Hinners, Hunter Smith, Ben Ramsey, and Caden Keller. The 1A boys shot put continues. Cal Hayden, a best throw of 43 feet, 3.5 inches, was good for ninth in his section. So the top eight overall will qualify. He did not qualify for the final. That was flight one. Flight number two continues. Lance Clayburgh of Coon Rapids Baird. Hayden also from Coon Rapids Baird. But Clayburgh so far with a 41.525, 41 feet, 5.5 inches, 5.25 inches rather. He is sitting currently sixth in flight number two. And we await to see how his final throws go to see if he can sneak up there and qualify for the final round. But for now, Cal Hayden of Coon Rapids Baird does not qualify for the final in the shot put. Lance Clayburgh still throwing. After 1 o'clock, we'll get to our next event. That'll be the girls' 400-meter dash for Class 1A. Madeline Snyder of IKM Manning will run there. And then the boys' shuttle hurdle team for Coon Rapids Baird, they will run around 2 o'clock. And then that's it for Class 1A this morning and into this early afternoon portion. 2A and 3A. They'll get underway at 2 this afternoon. For all of today's state track results, photos, and interviews, check out sports.1380kcim.com. This update was brought to you by Mackey Motors, Pizza Ranch, Landis of Ralston, Pup in the Tub, and Manning Municipal Utilities. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.